Presents.
It's 2 years this week since LBC grew.
And of course, a welcome to those joining us from around the UK. As you've been hearing, it's a big and exciting moment as LBC becomes Britain's first national news talk radio station. Wherever you are, you can now listen to LBC on national DAB digital radio. We will indeed be leading Britain's conversation.
LBC goes national this week in 2014. As the wartime propaganda raged around Europe, the BBC was keen to be heard, so a new transmitter site was identified on the east coast in the sleepy village of Otteringham. Its signal was so powerful, local residents could hear it as they picked up their phones.
Our experience with the telephones was that at certain hours, keep off, because the broadcast overpowered anyone talking on the phone. I think sometimes in English and sometimes in strange languages.
Well, the normal Dutch radio was all pro-German. People didn't want to hear that news, so they listened to the BBC and Radio Orange. If people were caught listening, they could have a penalty, 6 weeks imprisonment. But well, you did it in your room at home, and in the beginning, the radio was allowed, so well, there wasn't much risk.
With a combined power of 800 kilowatts on long and medium wave, BBC Otteringham became the most powerful transmitting site in the world during World War II.
The following announcement has just been issued by Supreme Headquarters, Allied Expeditionary Force.
Happy birthday this week to Birmingham's Les Ross. He's 67, and Les recalled to Johnny Walker a competition they'd both taken part in back in their early days.
Funnily enough, the Birmingham Evening Mail organised the Disc Jockey of the Year competition.
They
1966.
Did.
We all turned up, and, well, I won in the end, didn't
you
I?
You won, well done.
I must say this now. After the final, where we were judged by the great and the good, and I won, I talked to you, it's the first time I met you, obviously, and you actually said... You probably don't remember this. You said, keep it up. You're really great.
Did I?
You did.
That was...
So thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Les Ross, TFM's first voice and many years on Breakfast in Birmingham. This week, 3 years ago, Radio 3 newsreader Patricia Hughes died. She was 90. And here she tells of a sudden awaking as she slept in the Langham Hotel where BBC presenters stayed the night.
I was woken by the telephone, but a desperate voice... You've got to come immediately, you've got to come immediately. So I hurled myself out of bed. No time to put any makeup on or put any clothes on or anything like that. By the mercy of God, I'd remembered to take a diaphanous negligee to put over my nightie, which I normally didn't ever do. I rushed down the stairs, tore across Portland Place into Broadcasting House, and luckily with about, 3 or 4 minutes to spare, got into the studio.
BBC Radio 3 on VHF and on 1215 kilohertz, 247 metres medium wave. Good morning, everyone. It's Patricia Hughes in London.
What a truly beguiling voice. Farewell, Patricia Hughes, this week in 2013. With all the news about Bauer's second network, let's remember it's 19 years since they acquired their last name.
Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm here.
Phil, thanks very much for taking time to join us this morning. Before we do anything else, can I ask you to launch our brand new radio station?
I certainly will. I shall name this ship, this radio station, the Big Easy Magic 1161. Good luck to all who sail in her.
Thank you, Phil. Not sure if you can still hear us.
Yes, I can. I'm here.
Good. This week in 97, City Gold and Great Yorkshire Gold became Magic. And all those stations were in ownership flux this week, 27 years ago.
The update at 2 o'clock. I'm Joanna Hartley. It seems likely that Lancashire millionaire Owen Oyston's won his £39 million takeover bid for the Piccadilly Radio Group.
I'm very excited by it. We have a lot of exciting plans to improve the quality of radio generally, and with the help of Piccadilly and their talented people, I feel that we've made a major step forward today. So it's a watershed for radio.
The news reports from 89 and signals of early consolidation. This week in 2000, it was a farewell to Robin Scott.
The BBC's radio continuity, even on the light programme,
was at times a little bit like on Radio 3. That is to say, pause, think again, decide what you're going to say, which is written down anyway, and then say it. And therefore, I was very concerned that it should be continuous.
Farewell Robin Scott, who died this week 16 years ago. He ran the Light programme and presided over the split into Radios 1 and 2, and he controlled BBC 2 Television 2. But even with all that, these words will be his legacy.
Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
In the 60s, and certainly before that announcement, the pirate stations ruled, but one by one they were slain. This week in 66, Radio City fell. Its owners argued the fort was in international waters in the Thames estuary, but the court disagreed.
For me, Tom, it was for the very last time on Radio City. It's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night, and goodbye.
Farewell Radio City. So with John Peters launching his third ever Nottingham radio station this week 13 years ago.
In the next hour, we've got some good songs from Barbara Streisand and Bobby Darin. My voice nearly went there with the excitement.
The voice of John Snagg breaking some minor news on the BBC Home Service 64 years ago.
It was announced from Sandringham that the King, who retired to rest last night in his usual health, passed peacefully away in his sleep earlier this morning.
BBC Radio London starting broadcasting in stereo 35 years ago.
Guess who's here today? Guessing with Susie Barnes.
I wonder who was. Cool FM launching 26 years ago.
We hope you will enjoy our programmes, which will feature the music and lifestyle of the 90s.
And Metro stalwart Giles Squire celebrating his 62nd birthday.
Why not join me, Giles Squire, every afternoon on The Giles Show.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio!